Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Today's program consists of BIX tunes as recorded by other artists. What I will do is I will play two different versions of a tune that BIX recorded by two different recording groups. First tune I want to play is Back in Your Own Backyard. BIX recorded that with Paul Whiteman. And the two versions that I want to play today, the first one is by Jan Garber and his orchestra, recorded in New York, March 13, 1928. Harry Goldfield on trumpet, Paul Wierick or Keith Wilderson on trumpet also, Johnny Cook on trombone, Bill Grady and Buddy Rice on clarinet, alto sax, Bruce Thomas on tenor sax, Jan Garber on violin, he's also the leader, Horace Rudy Selly on piano, George Hogg on banjo, Joe Rhodes on brass bass or string bass, George Beebe drums, Irving Kaufman on vocal. Then I will play a version of the same tune, Back in Your Own Backyard, by Gus Arnheim and his Ambassador Hotel Orchestra. This is recorded in Los Angeles on April 14, 1928. Walter Holzhaus is on trumpet, Stanley Grimm also on trumpet, Marlo Imes on trombone, Tom Sandval and Joe Krechter on clarinet, alto sax. There is an unknown clarinet, tenor sax. Ross Colombo is on violin, Gus Arnheim on piano, and he's also the leader. Nelson Hall guitar. There is an unknown banjo, a brass bass, drums, and the vocal is by Ross Colombo. So let's listen then to Back in Your Own Backyard, first by Jan Garber, then by Gus Arnheim, 1928. Thank you.
for you. Back in your own backyard, you'll see your castle in Spain through your window pane. Back in your own backyard. Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west, but someday you'll come, weary at heart, back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your own backyard.
Thank you.
The information about Irving Kaufman being the vocalist in the Jan Garber recording of Back in Your Own Backyard came from Tom Lord's discography. Obviously, that's the guy that's doing the singing. There is not Irving Kaufman. I looked up in Brian Rost's dance band discography, and he tells us that the vocalist in Back in Your Own Backyard is Sonny Fairclough. Okay, now I want to go to a tune that Bix recorded as Bix as His Gang in 1928, but I want to play two early versions of the tune. First, Fletcher Henderson as his orchestra. This will be April 16, 1924. We have Elmer Chambers and Howard Scott on cornet, Teddy Nixon on trombone, Don Redman and Larry Brown on alto sax, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, clarinet, bass sax, Fletcher Henderson on piano, and he's also the leader, of course, Charlie Dixon on banjo, Ralph Escudero on tuba, and Kaiser Marshall on drums. Scatting is done by Don Redman here. The next version of Somebody Stole My Gal that I want to play is also an early one. It's by Ted Weems and his orchestra, November 20, 1923. Art Weems and Paul Creedon on trumpet, Ted Weems on trombone, Norman Nugent on clarinet, the soprano, alto, and bass saxophones, Walter Livingston, clarinet, soprano, alto sax, bass saxophone, Francis Boggy on clarinet, soprano, and tenor sax, Charles Gaylor on violin, Ruel Canyon on piano, Wes Vaughn on banjo, George Barth on tuba or string bass, and Cecil Richardson on drums. And both of these versions are sort of recorded, at least in portions of the recording, as novelty tunes. You can hear the cornets and the bass saxophone doing novelty things there. So let's listen then to Somebody Stole My Gal, first by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, then Ted Weems and his orchestra. The Henderson recording is from 1924, the Weems recording is from 1923. Thank you. The next tune that I want to play is That's My Weakness Now. Bix recorded that with Paul Whiteman. The versions that I want to play are first that by Abe Lyman that was recorded in Chicago on June 17, 1928. This is a Brunswick. There were two versions, one with a vocal, one without, for Germany. The one I'm playing is the one with the vocal. We have Fred Ferguson and Horace Smith on trumpet, Orlando Slim Martin on trombone, Al Baker and Jim Welton on clarinet, alto sax, Harry Podolsky violin, and another unknown violin, L. Newman on piano, Teddy Powell banjo guitar, Jay Garcia tuba or bass, Abe Lyman on drums. The next version I want to play is by Helen Kane. She's accompanied by Ignite Shilkret's orchestra, but I'm afraid I don't have the names of the members of the band in that particular recording. That was recorded on July 16, 1928. So let's listen then to That's My Weakness Now, first by Abe Lyman and then by Helen Kane, 1928.
What can it be? eyes of blue. I never cared for eyes of blue, but he's got eyes of blue, and that's my weakness now. He's got curly hair, and I never cared for curly hair, but he's got curly hair, and that's my weakness now. Oh, my. Oh, I should be good, and I would be good, but gee. He likes to fill in pool, and I never cared to fill in pool, but he likes to fill in pool, so that's my weakness now. He likes a saxophone. I never cared for a saxophone, but he likes a saxophone, so that's my weakness now. He likes those rainy days, and I never cared for a rainy day, but he likes a rainy day, so that's my weakness now. Oh, let it rain, let it fall. 'Cause I think he knows just what it's raining for. He likes a long good night, and I never had a long good night, but he likes a long good night, so that's my weakness now. And he likes and I never can but he likes so that's my weakness now. And he likes I never can but he likes so that's my weakness now. What more? What more? I think he knows what batata is for. He likes pututaru. I never cared for a pututaru, but he likes the pututaru. So that's my weakness now. So that's my weakness now.
I'm afraid I have to make another correction. The Abe Lyman version of That's My Weakness Now that I played is the one without a vocal. It's the German Brunswick, not the U.S. Brunswick. Brunswick at that time made often two takes of a given recording. One, if it had vocals, it included vocals for the U.S. market, and one without vocal for the German market. Okay, the next tune that I want to play is one that Bix recorded twice, once with Frank Trumbauer and another time with Gene Goldcat. It's Blue River. The first version I want to play is one by Ray Starita and his orchestra. In fact, his Ambassadors Club Band. This was recorded in London, April 5th, 1928. Andy Richardson and Sylvester Ahola on trumpet. Bill Hall on trombone. Chester Smith, alto sax. Ray Starita, clarinet and tenor sax. Reginald Perksglove on violin, Donald Thorne piano, Jack Hill banjo guitar, Arthur Calvin brass bass, string bass, Rudy Starita drums and vibraphones. The vocal here is by Ray Starita. The next version that I want to play is by Sophie Tucker. She recorded the tune on September 1st, 1927 in Chicago. She's accompanied by Ted Shapiro and several other musicians. I'm afraid I don't have the discographical information for that. So, let's listen then to That's My Weakness Now. First, Rista Rita, 1928, then Sophie Tucker, 1927.
Blue River, till I saw my hopes go drifting down your stream. Can't we both forget that bright summer night in our little canoe, when her blue eyes lost their light as we whispered adieu? When I hear your lonesome song, something's wrong. Blue River, maybe it's because I'm just as blue as you. Something's wrong. Blue River, maybe it's because I'm just as blue as you.
Okay, the next tune that I want to play, oh, by the way, you can hear Sylvester Ahola, clearly influenced by, or at least inspired by Big Spiderbeck, in the recording by Ray Starrita. Okay, Coquette is the next tune that I want to play. Bix recorded it with Paul Wideman. The first recording that I want to play is by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. And we have Mickey Bloom and Fozzy Farrar on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Arnold Brillhart alto sax, Herbert Spencer tenor sax, Carl Kress on guitar, Hank Stern on tuba, Chauncey Morehouse on drums, Arthur Schott is possibly there on piano, and the vocal is by Bill Dutton. That's March 14, 1928. The next version I want to play is by the Broadway Bellhops that was recorded on February 28, 1928, and Ross doesn't have a firm roster of musicians here. He says the instrumentation is the same as in previous recordings, but there is no evidence for the presence of either Nichols or Moll. A suggested personnel includes Tommy Gott on trumpet and Larry Abbott on clarinet alto sax. So, let's listen then to Coquette, first by the Dorsey Brothers, then by the Broadway Bellhops, 1928.
Thank you. fooling little coquette, making fun of the ones who love you, breaking hearts, you are ruling little coquette, true hearts tenderly dreaming of you. Someday you'll fall in love as I fell in love with you. Maybe someone you love will just be fooling, and when you're all alone with only regret, you'll know, little coquette, I love you.
Thank you.
The next Bix recording that I want to play is Sugar. There were two recordings of Sugar by Bix Beiderbecke, one with Frank Trumbauer. That's an infamous recording because there is an enormous amount of controversy as to whether it is Bix that plays the solo at the end. And another Sugar was the one with Paul Whiteman. That's the one that I want to play now. First recording will be by Eddie Thomas Collegians. I believe it is a Ben Selvin group. And according to Steve Hester, the Red Nichols expert, the Bixian Aeolian trumpet that we hear in this recording is by Red Nichols. According to Rost, this is a group consisting of two trumpets, trombone, two clarinet, alto sax, clarinet, tenor sax, violin, piano, banjo, tuba, and drums. This is recorded on September 27, 1927. The vocalist is Frank Harris, a pseudonym for Irving Kaufman. The next recording that I want to play is a very famous one. It's the first recording of Mackenzie's and Condon's Chicagoans. This is December 8, 1927. Jimmy McPartland on cornet, Frank Teschmacher on clarinet, Bud Freeman tenor sax, Joe Sullivan piano, Eddie Condon banjo, Jim Lanigan on brass bass or string bass, and Gene Krupa on drums. Chicago, December 8, 1927. So, let's listen then to two recordings of Sugar. First, Eddie Thomas Collegians, then the Chicagoans, 1927.
Sugar is so confectionary funny. She never pleads for my money, but when she feeds me on honey, she gets her needs every time. I'd make a million trips to her lips if I were only a bee, 'cause they are sweeter than any candy to me. She's granulated sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar. That sugar baby of mine. Thank you.
I'll wind up this program with Sunday, a tune that Bix recorded with Gene Goldcat, and the two recordings that I want to play here are first one by Cliff Edwards. This is October of 1926, and Cliff Edwards is accompanied by his Hot Combination, Red Nichols cornet, Miff Mole trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Arthur Schott piano, Dick McDonough guitar. Cliff Edwards plays his own ukulele, and Vic Burton is on drums. I will follow that with a version by the Broadway Bellhops. This is a Sam Lennon group that recorded for Harmony. They recorded Sunday on October 22nd, 1926, and I believe from Rost that the musicians are Red Nichols and Jaime Farberman on trumpet, Miff Mole trombone, Dick Johnson, Lucien Smith clarinet, soprano sax, alto sax, Chuck Muller clarinet, tenor sax, an unknown piano, John Kelly or Tony Colucci on banjo, question mark Joe Tard on brass bass, unknown drums. And the vocal is by Irving Kaufman. So let's listen then to two versions of Sunday. First Cliff Edwards and then the Broadway Bellhops, 1926. ¶¶
seems oh so blue. 'Cause I'm away from you, miss you too. Everything goes wrong, and there's nobody to cheer me. When you're not near me, I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. It seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Tuesday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday, that's my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed these comparisons. It is always instructive to see how different groups interpret a given tune, and in particular comparison of what Bix has done with what two other groups do with the same tune is, to me at least, an interesting exercise. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.